This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
It's Saturday, so that means it's time for New Beginnings. Good morning, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host on the program, as always, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He has an esteemed opportunity because he helps turn candidates, job candidates, into contenders. Joe, welcome back to the program, and good morning.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you? Thank you.
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And I'm excited about this program because I know that when I see a long title, that means that there is probably much more material than we really have time for. But yes. It says when your skills, when your experience, or maybe even your leadership are being discounted in the hiring process,
yes.
It sounds like that's the first part of the next piece of a sentence. It sounds like something is not working well for you in your career. So can you paint a picture of a situation where an individual's skills and experience are not being really looked at in today's hiring landscape?
Well, one of the benefits I have for the New Beginnings listeners is that I speak with so many people in different stages of their careers. Some are reinventing, some are recalibrating, some are retooling. And so often the topics that I bring forward are what I'm hearing firsthand from people that may be experiencing some of this. And so in this case, in the last year, I've worked with a number of people that have felt that either their skills or experience or leadership are being discounted in the hiring process. And I start to see, you know, some of the flags why that is. And so I want to share that with the listeners because I talk about reality in the hiring process. So when you're recalibrating your career, and I know I've done this, I've recalibrated my career. Often when you're changing industries, your skills, your leadership and experience comes into more scrutiny than someone that's been in that industry. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, Freddie.
That's true.
And I've seen this firsthand where often that when you're changing industry, what does this person know about going into education or healthcare or the government sector or retail? Often when we're changing industries, that scrutiny goes up in the hiring process. And sometimes, not every time, but sometimes our skills are discounted because it doesn't line up exactly with what a lot of the people that are already in that industry are doing. And I've experienced that. I moved from outside sales to real estate. I had people say, well, what do you know about real estate? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you know how to, you know, close people? And I wasn't selling real estate, but I was in the title industry. Well, really, Freddie, there's that common thread that I knew how to prospect. I knew how to qualify. I knew how to overcome objections and I knew how to close. And so when I realized it firsthand that, wow, I think this happens more often than we think, which is unfortunate because often people have a lot of diversity of thought, diversity of how to solve problems that can be brought to a new industry. And that's the value that we bring. And so when we're discounted, we have to make sure that we recognize it first. And how do we gain that advantage back by that diversity, that experience and that leadership that we had in another industry that can we help this employer drive their success?
So when you're talking about someone's skill set being diminished, is it that the employer just simply doesn't want to take a chance on an untested commodity in that job seeker?
It's possible. It's possible that when I used to sell in the copier industry, anybody that sold Xerox, you know, that is the proven name. And so sometimes that familiarity of a person in front of you where they've been can often be that comfort of, hey, they know what to expect. They know they've worked with these problems before. But when someone's skills discounted because they're coming from another industry, and in the hiring process, there's not that curiosity of, well, how would you go about, you know, changing this or improving this or recalibrating this? Then that hiring process is designed to, you know, keep a lot of the people with those different experiences and different leadership, those different skill sets, you know, out of that process. And I've seen it. People have told me, you know, I've had someone that was in the financial sector that moved to the nonprofit is now working in government. Well, that person who was working in financial services, a lot of the, what they're doing now transfers to the government sector. But you have to advocate for yourself. You have to ask good questions. You have to uncover those real job needs of that position so the hiring process doesn't discount your skills and experience in leadership.
So are there some techniques that a job seeker or a person who is recalibrating their career can take as a proactive stance to make sure that their skills aren't discounted in the eyes of that potential employer?
Absolutely. We have to watch. We have to observe. Are people curious about what we're bringing to this industry? If there's that lack of curiosity or that those follow-up questions, tell me more. If they don't drill down on where you've been, you might be in a position where they're not curious enough to want to know how you would go about doing something different. That would be the first thing. Secondly, make sure that you ask good questions early in the process to uncover the real job needs of that position. I've often talked about Lou Adler and his book, The Essential Guide for Hiring and Getting Hired. That book talks about how you uncover the real job needs of that position, not 20 years of experience or doing this, but let's figure out what this job needs to accomplish. And then you curate your accomplishments, your leadership, your experience, and use those as examples of how you would help drive the success of this company. Those would be the two things. Make sure that you pick up on if there is the lack of curiosity or wanting to go down this path. Mm-hmm. And you have to change the narrative in an interview. You have to ask about the real job needs early on. If you don't do that, you may be in a position where your skills and experience and leadership will not be, they won't drill down on that because they're looking for something that's, you know, similar to what they've hired in the past. We have to take control of that.
So what role does confidence in that job seeker play in this whole process?
Well, confidence goes a long way in all this, but I think the biggest thing is curiosity about the position.
Mm-hmm.
When I was able to uncover what issues that company was having, now it was familiar to me. You know, I went from office equipment to the credit union industry to the nonprofit. They were all similar in issues. They needed more members. They needed more employment partners. Well, once I started drilling down on why they were in that situation and where they needed to be, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden I realized that was directly similar to what I was doing in the office equipment industry. They needed more people. They needed more clients. They needed more customers in this territory. So curiosity from our part as the job seeker to ask good questions to uncover what their pain is or the real job needs allows our skills, experience, and leadership to be highlighted in that regard.
So talk about your coaching strategies and what you recommend for an individual who might experience this kind of situation in the hiring process.
Again, I would say in an interview setting, I would change the conversation back to your strengths. And how you do that, you do have to go in with some good questions. You can't just print them off from the internet and say, oh, this is a good question. You have to ask your network, the people that are in that industry, you know, what are the pains that this industry is going through or this company is going through? What do they need to accomplish? You have to do your research and you have to craft good questions to turn it conversational to be able to highlight your strengths. And in the end, you may uncover something you don't want to pursue. And that's not a bad thing. Clarity early on versus 6 months down the road when you're an employee is better to uncover it early so you can find the right place for you to thrive.
Wow. We got to leave it right there. When your skills, experience, and or leadership are being discounted in the hiring process, that's Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. And Joe, we'll convene again at the same time next week. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Freddie Bell.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Let's talk about your health this weekend. And when it comes to the battle of the brains, ladies rule. Female brains on average act nearly 4 years younger than their chronological age, while men's brains act more than 2 years older. That according to a study of 84 men and 124 women. The brain needs sugar as fuel, and how it metabolizes glucose indicates a great deal about its metabolic age. It's not that men's brains age faster, according to the professors. It's that men start adulthood about 3 years older than women, and that persists throughout life. One theory is that hormones could be shaping brain metabolism at a younger age, thus putting females on a more youthful pattern than males who develop later. Scientists hope to learn whether brain metabolic differences could play a protective role for women. It could mean that the reason women don't experience as much cognitive decline in later years is because their brains are effectively younger. Health information for you this weekend on New Beginnings.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and it's time to talk a little health and fitness on the program this week. Let's talk about slimming down and staying well. Maintaining a healthy weight is good for overall health, but it also may be good for helping you to fight the flu. Obesity increases our risk for severe complications from the flu. The Journal of Infectious Disease says that obese adults infected with it sheds the virus for a longer time than those who are not obese. This means that you're potentially contagious for a longer period of time. Exercising to lose pounds may help us to keep others healthy as well. And these tips, I have four tips that can help you to stay active on even the busiest days this season. Number one, do short workouts. One set of 5 to 10 weight exercises should only take about 10 to 20 minutes to complete. Plus, it satisfies all of your fitness needs at once. Number two, use your calendar. Mark down the days you have planned, then write in the workouts and blocks of free time. Planning ahead makes you more likely to stay on track. We're giving you the four ways to make sure that you're active even on your busiest days this season, because we know that during the holidays, there are a lot of things going on. Number three, play. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, sneak in exercise moves at outdoor rinks, skating rinks, or even if you're indoors, use pull-ups and work your core by swinging on the bars inside the gym. And then number four, get in those steps. Get in extra steps and burn more calories by parking further away at the store or taking the stairs instead of the escalator. Those are the four tips for slimming down and staying well. During shorter workouts, use your calendar, play, and boost those steps. And as we continue talking about exercise, even a light workout, as we mentioned in point number one, can improve your memory. That according to a small study by neuroscientists at the University of California, Irvine, brain scans of a small group of healthy young adults who did a mild workout such as yoga or Tai Chi for 10 minutes showed better connectivity between parts of their brain involved in memory. Researchers say the particular brain region affected by exercise plays a role in creating new memories and is one of the first to deteriorate with age. The team is now looking at ways at whether a light workout has the same effect as on older adults. Also, there's research that's been linked to exercise in early menopause. Some studies have suggested that physically active women may be at lower risk of menopause before age 45, while others have found evidence pointing to the opposite. Now, there's a recent study in human reproduction which brings new information to the debate. It found no association between exercise habits and early menopause. University of Massachusetts researchers analyzed 22 years worth of data from over 107,000 women and saw no significant difference in risk of early menopause between the most active and the least active ones. And as we're talking about your mental health just a few seconds ago, it isn't a clinical condition, but doctors know what you mean when you say you have brain fog. It's one of the most common complaints that doctors hear. Brain fog feels like forgetfulness, slow thinking. It's on the tip of my tongue moments, and difficulty concentrating. It happens to a lot of people. It usually is not reason for concern and is commonly caused by stress and lack of sleep. However, chronic lapses in clarity could signal something beyond ordinary absent-mindedness, such as a thyroid disorder, stroke, anemia, diabetes, depression, or even Alzheimer's disease. Try these doctor-approved tips for preventing and treating brain fog, and don't forget to talk to your doctor if it persists. Number one, prevent it. Eat stay-sharp foods. What do I mean by that? Maybe the Mediterranean diet. In one study, adults who ate fish, fruit, and veggies, plus nuts, beans, and whole grains and olive oil, scored better on memory and attention tests than their peers who ate less well. Salmon is rich in vitamin B12, essential for nerve function, and omega-3 fatty acids in fish may improve attention and processing speed in people with mild cognitive impairment. Antioxidant-rich produce also supports brain fitness. Get more sleep. Concentrating and maintaining attention are demanding, especially when we're sleep deprived. Keep a regular wind-down schedule and put down electronic devices an hour before bedtime, because the blue light from the device can impact production of that snooze-promoting hormone called melatonin. Also, be active. Exercise keeps you sharp, and we've talked about exercise just a few minutes ago. It increases blood and oxygen flow to the brain. It improves sleep and lowers the risk of health problems that can cloud thinking. Aim for 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity a week. That's 30 minutes a day. One study found that 10 minutes of low to moderate intensity stair walking boosted working memory, attention, and reaction time better than a 50 milligram dose of caffeine. Then treat it. Keep energy flowing. Avoid carb-heavy meals and snacks to counteract energy crashes. They can block the activity of the alerting neurons in the brain. Opt for high-protein foods which contain amino acids that stimulate these neurons. Sip enough water, which keeps blood flowing to the brain. A 10 to 20-minute nap can clear cognitive cobwebs, too, so don't nudge your spouse if they happen to nod off during the afternoon. And then sniff rosemary. There are some studies that suggest that the scent of rosemary essential oil can boost performance on mental math tests. And then finally, make a date with your doctor. If brain fog strikes suddenly, is worse than usual, or interferes with daily life, visit with your doctor about it. You can ask for a blood panel that screens for diabetes, hormonal imbalances, and nutrient deficiencies. If you think medication is making you foggy, your doctor may adjust your prescription or even prescribe something different. This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. We're talking about health and fitness, and our program continues right now.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
If you want to do more, gain more, or be more, that's prosperity, our point of focus. Even though abundance and prosperity is as vast as the ocean, you can only carry as much water as your container will hold. If you want to enjoy more, if you want to experience more, if you want to have more, you have to come to the party with a larger container. You have to prepare yourself. You have to get ready. You have to be in that moment and be ready to experience prosperity no matter how it comes. So when you come looking for water, bring the largest container you can find. And after you fill that container, be sure to share it with others. That's our point of focus, prosperity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings, appointed listening each and every weekend. And hello, Kelly Von Heidekamp.
Hi, Freddie. It is always a pleasure for me to be here with you.
It's a pleasure being with you, westmetrohypnosis.com. And Kelly, I understand that you've played a lot of games in your life, but I understand you also know the most boring game ever. Can you expand?
Well, I realize that you and I have not talked about the Super Bowl at all, and I don't know about you, but did you watch the game?
If you want to call it that, yes.
Okay, so I know it's been a few weeks. That's okay, though, because we're talking about it now, but just what a boring game, guys. Come on. I mean, completely defensive, and I started thinking about this and how it relates to life. And how that game, so both teams were playing very defensively, which means that they were protecting whatever points they had. They were kind of clamping down, and their whole goal was about not letting the other team create any opportunity. And if you think about using those two words as they pertain to life, I got to thinking, you know, we can do the same thing, that we can lead our lives from a defensive sort of gameplay or an offensive gameplay, and it mirrors football a lot. So if we're going at life from a defensive aspect, you know, we're kind of hunkering down, we're protecting what we have, we're not really interested in advancing, we're just trying to hold on to what we've got, and there's a lot of constriction and restriction and a lot of just holding on and trying to keep what we have sort of mentality and attitude. And if you flip that and you play a football game from the offensive, you know, there's a lot of forward movement. You're not so much concerned with what the other team is doing. You're just trying to find ways to move forward and how to make that play work. And when you use that as a metaphor with life, when you play life offensively, you're doing the same thing. You're finding ways in how you can show up differently. You're taking bigger action steps. You're not as concerned with the other team. Your main focus is on what you can do and how you can move forward. And I don't know about you, but I know that last year's Super Bowl game against the Patriots, of course, and the Eagles was a very offensive game, and it was exciting and it was fun, and it was just, everybody was really into it, and the score kept changing. It kept going back and forth. That's how I want to live my life. I don't know about you, but it is exciting, and we see new opportunity, and we do move forward. And so I don't know if this really has any sort of meaning, but I was just thinking about it and thought it an interesting concept to share with you and our listeners.
Living life on the offensive rather than on the defensive is a good model to use.
I think so. And I just hope that we can see a different team next year in the Super Bowl. I don't know what our chances are of that happening, but someone besides the Patriots would be kind of fun and interesting. But either way, let's hope that next year's game is played from the offensive and not from the defensive.
All right. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for continuing to listen to New Beginnings each and every weekend. If you'd like to learn more about us, we're at FreddieBell.com, or you can follow my tweets at Freddie Bell. Right now, I've got five things that side gig could do for you and how it might impact your 2018 taxes. They say, and you know how they are, that picking up a side hustle or the extra job or becoming your own boss full time can change a lot in your life, including your taxes. If you did any freelance or independent contracting work last year, I've got five ideas and five things that might shift this tax filing season. Number one, you may get a 1099 in the mail. Form 1099 MISC shows how much your clients paid you during the year. You'll need these forms to tally and report your income. If you receive a 1099, don't shove it in the drawer. Whoever sent it to you also sent a copy to the IRS, so it wouldn't be a good idea to leave that information off your tax return. Also, if you did work for a client that hasn't sent you a 1099, you probably still need to report the money you earned there. We're giving you the five things that your side job will do to your 2018 taxes. Number two, you'll probably need to file a Schedule C. This is where sole proprietors can report their business income and their expenses. If you had less than $5,000 of business expenses, you might be able to use a shorter Schedule CEZ instead. At tax time, a lot of your record gathering and number crunching will revolve around completing this form. Now, as a result, you may need to spend more on advanced tax software or human tax preparers. Number three, you may also need to pay self-employment tax. The IRS imposes a 12.4% Social Security tax and a 2.9% Medicare tax on your net earnings. Self-employed people pay the whole thing. A 0.9% additional Medicare tax may also apply if your net earnings exceed $200,000 if you're a single filer, or $250,000 if you're filing jointly. To calculate how much you'll owe, you need to add Schedule SE to your tax filing to-do list. We're giving you the five things that side job will do to your 2018 taxes. Number four, you might get a sweet new tax deduction. This year, you may qualify for a new deduction of up to 20% of your side gig income. You could end up with a lower tax bill. Now, if your total taxable income is below $157,500 for single filers or $315,000 for joint filers, you're more likely to get this tax break. People over the limit may still get a partial break, but the rules get more complicated. Now, don't be shy about seeing a qualified tax pro for guidance. And number five in the five things that side hustle will do to your 2018 taxes, you might need to make estimated tax payments. When you earn money, the IRS wants its piece as soon as possible. That's why employers withhold tax from employee paychecks. But because you're not an employee, you may need to make estimated tax payments during the year. Every quarter or so, you may need to estimate your tax liability and pay the IRS. Waiting until April could mean paying penalties and interest. Giving you the five things that your side gig could do to you in your 2018 taxes, you may get a 1099 in the mail, number one. Number two, you'll probably need to file a Schedule C. Number three, you may need to pay self-employment tax. Number four, you may get a sweet new tax deduction. And finally, you may need to make estimated tax payments. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we're talking about finance as our program continues. And as we continue talking about your 2018 tax bill, this month there isn't much you can do to save on your taxes, but tax pros say there are still a few maneuvers you can make to lower your tax bill before the April filing deadline. Number one is to contribute to an IRA. I think I'll try to give you four of these ideas. You have until April 15th to put up to $5,000 into a traditional IRA, $6,500 if you're 50 or older, and earmark that contribution for 2018, even though you made it in 2019. That first payment is $5,500 into a traditional IRA. Now, this could be huge because contributions to traditional IRAs can be tax deductible, which can lower your tax bill. How much you can deduct depends on your modified adjusted gross income, your filing status, and whether you or your spouse are covered by a retirement plan at work. The investments inside a traditional IRA grow tax deferred, which is another advantage. Number two, pump up your health savings account. If you have a high deductible health insurance plan that makes you eligible for a health savings account, you can make tax-deductible contributions for 2018 until April 15th. Now, the max contribution is $3,450 for people with self-only coverage and $6,900 for people with family coverage. If you are 55 or older at the end of 2018, you get to add an additional $1,000 to those limits. We're giving you four ways to cut your tax bill by April 15th. Now, if you're self-employed, save for retirement. You may be able to cut your 2018 tax bill by socking away some of those freelance earnings in a solo 401k, which is a retirement plan for business owners with no employees. For 2018, the contribution limit is $55,000, but see IRS Publication 560 for the rules. The account had to have been opened by December 31st of last year, but you have more time to put money into it. And number four, get organized. Categorizing your 2018 expenses and looking at year-end summaries from your bank, credit card providers, and other sources are worth their weight in gold because they can reveal months-old potential deductions that you may have forgotten about. If you're working with a tax preparer, you can also save money by giving that person an organized and complete set of records as soon as possible. If you procrastinate and you wait to provide them with that information a couple of days before a tax deadline, it creates a lot more pressure and burden and time constraints on the accountant. So the bottom line here is to do it early. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with the four ways you can cut your tax bill by April 15th. Contribute to an IRA. Number two, pump up your health savings account. Number three, if you're self-employed, save for retirement. And finally, no matter what, get organized. New Beginnings is on your radio right now. We're talking about finance, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer.
We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities, and it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
I don't know about you, my mother, I always remembered she had difficulty getting along with her mother because my mother could see the world in all these different manifestations of gray, whereas her mother saw everything very clearly. It was either right or wrong, good or bad, period, no discussion. So we all vary in our manifestation of wisdom. But taken to the extreme, it can make our view of life, our experience of life, very rigid. It can put things in these different categories. It can corral, if you will, into pens or containers every experience, every idea, certainly every other person, wisdom wants to place in a pigeonhole. Now, essentially, that is good in that it allows us to discriminate. Ooh, this activity is for James. No, this activity is not for his best. It allows us to make informed choices, but it can also divide our experience of life into many different little compartments. We can see things as good and bad, right and wrong, or these days perhaps conservative and progressive. When we balance our judgment or wisdom with the unifying consciousness of love that knows one divine life expressing within every individual or idea or tendency, we begin to achieve a creative balance. In our earthly world, most of us tend one way or the other in our choices, yet the faculty of love helps us to see that each individual is truly trying to discover the all in the best way that they know how in this given moment. The power of love may act in an unbalanced manner just as wisdom can. Love, without wisdom or right judgment, cannot discern the eachness, the uniqueness in the world. Unbounded love can lead us into a loss of self or individuality as we just blend with the all. I remember many years ago actually meeting the actress Jo Beth Williams, who was in that movie Poltergeist. And if you remember the psychic played by Zelda Rubinstein, she would call out to the child lost in this in-between area, "Don't go into the light! Don't go into the light!" In other words, don't be lost in this allness where you lose the sense of self, where you lose this awareness of what is yours to do. What is your goal to follow? What is your activity to bring to the situation? Imbalanced love makes us one with everything, and that has a certain quality. But in other words, we lose this awareness of our task, our gift to bring to the table. Those of you that join in our Rudolf Steiner study group that meets on Monday evenings during the month, know that we have experienced an exercise where Dr. Steiner gave us a way to balance these qualities of allness and eachness, of love and wisdom. He used the vowels in our language, A or all, as a sense of going into the allness. Ah. And then the letter E, pronounced A, as a sense of self. I am. I exist. And so he gave us that gesture that we can practice usually in the privacy of our own home, not in the middle of Mall of America, although there are groups in Europe that go into great city centers and do these exercises to pique the interest of the public. But this exercise of balance is simply to feel this gesture of all, of the power of love, of becoming one with everything. Ah! And then the sense of self, establishing one's individuality. Hey! And then to feel the rhythm back and forth.
There isn't much you can do to save on your taxes, but tax pros say there are still a few maneuvers you can make to lower your tax bill before the April filing deadline. Number one is to contribute to an IRA. I think I'll try to give you four of these ideas. You have until April 15th to put up to $5,000 into a traditional IRA, $6,500 if you're 50 or older, and earmark that contribution for 2018, even though you made it in 2019. That first payment is $5,500 into a traditional IRA. Now, this could be huge because contributions to traditional IRAs can be tax deductible, which can lower your tax bill. How much you can deduct depends on your modified adjusted gross income, your filing status, and whether you or your spouse are covered by a retirement plan at work. The investments inside a traditional IRA grow tax deferred, which is another advantage. Number two, pump up your health savings account. If you have a high deductible health insurance plan that makes you eligible for a health savings account, you can make tax deductible contributions for 2018 until April 15th. Now, the max contribution is $3,450 for people with self-only coverage and $6,900 for people with family coverage. If you are 55 or older at the end of 2018, you get to add an additional $1,000 to those limits. We're giving you four ways to cut your tax bill by April 15th. Now, if you're self-employed, save for retirement. You may be able to cut your 2018 tax bill by socking away some of those freelance earnings in a solo 401k, which is a retirement plan for business owners with no employees. For 2018, the contribution limit is $55,000, but see IRS Publication 560 for the rules. The account had to have been opened by December 31st of last year, but you have more time to put money into it. And number four, get organized. Categorizing your 2018 expenses and looking at year-end summaries from your bank, credit card providers, and other sources are worth their weight in gold because they can reveal months-old potential deductions that you may have forgotten about. If you're working with a tax preparer, you can also save money by giving that person an organized and complete set of records as soon as possible. If you procrastinate and you wait to provide them with that information a couple of days before a tax deadline, it creates a lot more pressure and burden and time constraints on the accountant. So the bottom line here is to do it early. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with the four ways you can cut your tax bill by April 15th. Contribute to an IRA. Number two, pump up your health savings account. Number three, if you're self-employed, save for retirement. And finally, no matter what, get organized. New Beginnings is on your radio right now. We're talking about finance, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Where everybody.